AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Jordy, man. Y'all make sure y'all check me out on the Bootleg Kev podcast show.
Yo, man, it's the Bootleg Kev show, Bootleg Kev podcast. Special guest in here, my guy Jordy.
Yo, yo, what's going down?
Finally.
Yeah, it's been a minute, huh?
Welcome, man. For people who don't know, you're from H-Town, right?
Nah, I'm from Freeport, Texas.
Where's that?
It's like an hour south of Houston, 288 South.
Okay, so is that... Like, where's that in coordination to, like, Bay City or where OT lives?
All right, so...
like, in that
Houston
direction?
Houston is right here, Freeport's down here, and Bay City's over here. Mm. Like, Bay City's an hour away from Freeport. It's a different county and everything.
Got it.
Yeah.
What's it like there? Is it like...
Shit, boring as fuck, man. We got, like, it's like this much town and, like, this much plants all around it. So, everybody, you know, we really just go to school and then grow up and... fucking
work at the farm,
the plants. Nah, like
plants. Oh, plants.
Like, yeah, like be a welder, or pipe fitter, or operator, shit like
that. Is there any like products that get bottled or manufactured
This is like big industrial shit. So like we got like Dow and BASF. They make like the chemicals that they send to like Ford or like.
So it's like a plant city. So it's like,
yeah, they make like chemicals. And then
you grow up, you go work at the plant. You retire, you get your pension.
Yeah.
Got it.
Does it die?
Did you ever work at any of these plants?
Hell yeah. When I first graduated, I had my first son on the way, so I had to, you know, go in there. Because it's like a cheat code, really. We blessed at the same time, but also it sucks getting stuck in it. But, I mean, I was 18, just graduated, was making $15 an hour, so I was pretty good, you know, for the time.
Not bad.
Yeah, like a lot of high school kids get out doing minimum wage shit. We were able to just go.
What were you doing? Handling chemicals and shit?
Nah, hell no. Nah. When I started, I was a laborer, so like... When the concrete would come pour form for new construction, like all the little spills on the side would like break in with sledgehammers, throw in wheelbarrows and go dump it off or like pick up trash. Or like when they would take the forms off the concrete, would like pick up all the wood. And
so you were like doing shit. All the grunt work.
Yeah, like labor, all the bullshit. Yeah.
You know, damn.
Picking up trash sometimes.
Shout out to Texas, man. It's a huge state. I drove across it twice. It never ends.
Yeah, that's like I used to go to Cali a lot and that's half the drive to Cali is Texas.
Yeah. Why would you go to Cali a lot?
Shit, you know, just scooping up packs, working, trying to make some bread.
Yeah.
So same reason everybody go to Cali.
Yeah. So how long have you been rapping?
Dropping shit, man, like 2 years.
So you're pretty new?
Yeah, like I always wanted to rap. I just never took that shit serious. Like I would like fuck around because I had older cousins that rapped. And I just.
But you're pretty like, you're a good, like you're dope. Like you got a great like.
Appreciate
fucking
it, man.
Clean flow for somebody who just started rapping.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, you know, I've been working on it about 2 years now, just consistently, you know, trying to make it my priority and, you know, putting the work in. So I'm excited.
So what got you kind of like into the rap game? Was it just like I want to get to how you met OT because you guys have been working together for a long time. But just like in terms of like what was the motivating factor to push you over the edge to actually start like dropping stuff and getting in the booth and recording?
Man, I would always be getting in trouble where I'm at, and it's a small area, you know. So like, if you're doing some kind of even a little bit big, everybody gonna know. So just getting in trouble a lot down there. I had a big case, man. Almost got locked up for a long time, and after that, you know, my lawyer told me like, once we were going through it, like once he, you know, thought I had a chance of beating it, he's like, if we get off of this, like, you gotta do something else. Like,
well, you know, cause man? You got how many kids you got?
Three.
Three kids. Yeah. I mean, so you got, you wanna, you know, you don't wanna be incarcerated and have some.
Nah, hell yeah. Nah.
How's your oldest kid?
He just turned 10.
Oh, you got a little human, a little real man out here.
Grown little man. Yeah.
Is he a smart ass?
Hell yeah, he be talking bad, talking shit. Like, he like in smart classes, so, you know, he's just smart and like.
Is he into shit, like the YouTube channels and all these like TikTokers and shit?
Not too much, nah. He like likes to play video games and like he reads and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. He just started watching like some YouTube shit, but it'd be like about games and shit.
Oh, the gamer. Yeah. So talk to me. How did you and OT initially link up?
Shit, I was, you know, selling weed to one of his homeboys, and he just was like, shit, my homeboy needs some weed, and I pulled up.
So it's through weed?
It was OT. And then I was already doing music, I just hadn't dropped shit. Like I said, my lawyer had just told me, you know, a little bit before that, like, you know, you gotta find something else to do. And I told him, I'm like, man, I'm only connected with weed and with music. Like, I know people on only those two things. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna have to start fucking with the music seriously. And not too long after I started trying to take it serious is when I met OT. And just smoking, chilling with him every day, we were just working on music. It just like made me work harder and faster. And then seeing him work, you know, when I met him, he was already a professional. Like, he wasn't famous none, but I would always tell people, like, he's a professional rapper. Like, he got fucking 10 verses in his head he could spit right now, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, for sure. He's like a rapper's rapper.
Yeah, like,
real.
He's a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's rappers, but like, yeah. I would always tell people, like, he's a rapper. Like, he's
for
a
sure.
Real rapper. Yeah, and him helping me out, you know, with shit, and just seeing him do his shit, I'm like, damn, this fool a real rapper.
Well, you guys got, like, a pretty dope chemistry. Like, I feel like you guys are, like, some fucking Snoop and Dre, Havoc and Prodigy, you know, some...
Yeah.
Like some Chameleon Air Paul Wall type shit got going on in terms of just like, you guys sound so good together on records. Like,
appreciate it, man.
That Bow Down freestyle is crazy.
Yeah, I like that shit. You know what's crazy about that shit, bro? I didn't know that was a West Coast beat.
Really?
Ever. I grew up, you know what I'm saying? I'm not from Houston, but like so close to Houston that like I grew up on all the Houston shit. So hearing that freestyle, in Houston, there's a DJ Screw and Big Pokey freestyle on that beat, and it slowed down like that.
So you knew it from that.
Yeah, so I thought it was a Big Pokey song, and then not till I went to make the song, the actual freestyle, when I went to download the beat, when I looked up Big Pokey Bow Down instrumental, it didn't pop up. It popped up Ice Cube, and I skipped over it. I was like, man, where the fuck the Big Pokey one? And then finally, I was like, man, let me listen to this one. I was like, oh, shit.
It's the same shit.
Yeah, it's this one, but that one was sped up.
West Side Connection, man.
Yeah, not sped up, but like it was regular speed. I was
the regular
so used
speed,
to
yeah.
hearing the slow down one that I was like, what the fuck? This shit
Damn,
crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But shout out West
you gotta listen West Side Connection. You gotta listen though, to that album, man. West Side Connection. There's a song there called Gangsta Killing a Dope Dealer. It's amazing.
I gotta check it out, you know, so I can steal some more beats, because they be having some hard ass beats out here, especially like old school West Coast.
Oh, for sure.
Damn, these hoes go crazy. They just make you want to rap.
So when you were growing up in Houston, like, what was like, because I feel like I don't want to, because I'm thinking like, let's see, 05, 06 was probably like the peak.
Houston time.
Like in terms of like Mike Jones and all those guys going crazy. So like when you were growing up, were you listening to like a lot of that stuff? Or were you listening to the newer stuff?
I was listening to like my two first favorite rappers that I remember was 50 Cent and Slim Thug. So it was like because I would always watch BET growing up.
Right.
And so it was a little bit of like the mainstream shit that I would hear on TV. But most of it was like just shit that my cousins were listening to, my older cousins, because they used to rap too. I remember they would be freestyling in their garage when I was like little. I'd be riding my bike down the alley, and I just thought it was cool as fuck. And just people in school, you know, we all just jam a lot of Houston shit. Cause
Slim Thug is one of the ones for sure.
Yeah, shout out Slim Thug, man. He's the first person I really tapped in with like that in Houston.
Already Platinum is a fucking classic.
Yeah, for sure.
Working with the Neptunes and shit.
Going crazy. And independent and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit.
That's why it was so. I remember like seeing him in like the magazines with all the cars and houses and shit.
That shit fake.
I'm like, what? What is he doing?
No, I remember. I remember that shit being a big deal. I remember hearing like he was one of the only rappers at the time that had their real house on Cribs and mm-hmm. had all their real shit. You know, it wasn't like all stage.
Crazy.
Like, it was all his real shit on there.
Well, it's crazy too because like
he was a big inspiration to me always. You know, I'm independent right now. I'm still independent and. You know, a lot of people had tried to sign me different deals and type shit, and I always asked Slim Thug for advice. Like, man, what's up, man? Shit, at the end of the day, you know, some you could get
a little upfront bag, but it ain't worth it.
Yeah, but like, yeah, he's like, you know, independent, long term. That's what you want to do is the best.
Yeah, unless you get offered something that makes sense, the right terms.
Yeah, yeah, like you could get a good deal. I'm not saying every deal is bullshit. Like, shit, I mean, deals do help people, but just me, man, I don't know. I just can't have somebody telling me like, do this, do that.
Also, like, if you're on a major or you sign a deal, it's a lot harder for you to put out a song like Bow Down in the DSPs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't
drop this. We got to clear this shit.
You can't drop that. Like, what? Why? It's music. I wasn't even tripping on getting paid on it. Like, when I dropped it, I wasn't making no money on it. Right. It was, you know, it got copyrighted. Like, I ain't give a fuck, though. You know, everybody telling me, now you tripping, put another beat, y'all can make money, this and that. I'm like, this is what I
it's
wanted
exposure.
On though. And not, besides the exposure, it's just like, this is, to me, was hard. You know what I'm saying?
Well, to like, me, it's like, also, like, if back in the day, like you said, like, you found that record through Big Pokey, and it's like, the mixtape era is like lost. Like people aren't spazzing out on known beats anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like it's what's missing.
Damn, for real.
Like
I
motherfuckers,
love stealing beats. I don't know if you've heard like.
No, I know you do that a lot. You do that a lot. Like you did 24s. You know, yeah. By the way, did you get copyrighted on the TI shit? I know it slowed down.
Oh, I haven't because I changed it up a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, but I wasn't tripping when I dropped it either. It was the same mindset. Like if I don't get paid, even though I spent all this money on getting you know the video done and all the people on it. If I don't get, you know what I'm saying, no money, I ain't give a fuck. I just want to do it because I want
you guys dropped a MB Riders remake. What was it? Which was it? Pretty Girl?
It was Pretty Girl, yeah.
And then it got taken down, but then you guys redid it with Magic and shot the video in Phoenix.
Yep.
It's not out yet, right?
Nah, it was supposed to drop, but I'm not sure what's going on.
Because that's
going to
come out through Nasty Boy Records?
Yeah, so the song originally, it was my song. I dropped it with OT. And,
I remember I told y'all when you played it for me, I was like, y'all gonna get hit for that.
You told me, yeah. So the thing about that was not.
It's not Magic.
It wasn't MC
it's
Magic.
Upstairs Records. It's the lady
MC,
in Texas.
Yeah, MC Magic hit me up.
Her name's
like,
Joe
man,
Lopez.
Sorry about that. You know, I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
But before all that, some dude, I guess he was in MB Riders. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know the members' names. The only one
Los
I know is MC Magic. But Landed. Somebody that wasn't MB Riders hit me up on IG when I first dropped it.
Was he like, mad about it?
Yeah, talking shit like. That's fucked up. Y'all ain't breaking me off. This and that.
Who
and
is
my
it?
My mom, like, bro, I'm not even making money off this hoe. It got copyrighted. I'm not.
It's Zigzag and Los are the other guys. It was probably Zigzag who hit you up.
I'm not even sure. Somebody
it was
hit
definitely
me up
Zigzag.
Talking shit on Instagram. Had and me. Then I got an email like, hey, you know, we need you to take this record down. I said, fuck it. I'm not going to do shit till, you know, if they pull it down, fuck it. I'm just not.
Nah, Magic's not a hater. Magic's amazing. And Magic's the kind of guy who, like, he's in a position where he could like he'd rather help you and like.
Yeah. Nah, then when it did get taken down, that's when Magic hit me up. It was like, hey, you know, I heard about what happened. Sorry about that. I had nothing to do with that. He's like, how about I give you a new beat and I'm going to re-sing the hook for you so it won't be a sample no more. I was like, bet. So then when he sent it to me, he was like, hey, I went ahead and put a verse on there too. I was like, all right, bet. And then he was like, man, a little bit later, once I sent him my shit, no T-shirt bet, he's like, man, what if I drop it on my, you know, on my platform because it's the original came out in 2004, so this would be like a 20-year anniversary type shit. And I was like, shit, fuck it, I'm not tripping.
Did you guys realize? I mean, were you being Mexican? But I feel like Texas Mexicans are different, man. But I grew up in Phoenix, so MC Magic to us is like, you know, it's our guy. You
like
know,
Slim Thug.
But I'm saying like, I know he came out at the show in Tempe.
Yeah, that show was live, man. It was going crazy.
I was gonna say, do you guys like understand how popping like Magic was? Like, and is.
I
like, he's
like,
doing like 60
like,
dates a year.
Yeah,
to this
like,
day.
Nah, I remember being little and like, I was kind of young at the time to where like I wasn't, you know, really fucking with the hoes yet when that shit was out. But I remember like my older cousins and aunts and brothers jamming that shit. It was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would hear it everywhere and
right.
that sound, you know what I'm saying? You can't mistake it for nothing else.
For sure.
So he a legend for sure. And yeah, just meeting them and being able to do the song with them and him fucking with me, it was cool. You know what I'm saying?
It's got
to
be coming out. If you guys shot a fucking video for it.
No, it's coming out for sure. I think it's some shit going on with like OT, since OT's on it now and it's like an official release. You know, they
got
to do
paperwork.
Yeah,
OT's got his album coming.
Shit. Yeah, like it wasn't nothing, no paperwork.
No, I know how it is. They're probably going to have to wait for the OT album to drop.
Probably, so, I didn't even think about that. That might be what it is. Something. I just know that.
Because he's going to put OT as a primary artist, and then that's going to bump OT's last release off of his main. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah, some shit. But the video's hard. The song is hard. MC Magic went crazy. I went crazy. You know, OT went crazy. And I'm excited for everybody to hear it, because people still message me about that shit damn near every day. Like, what happened to Pretty Girl? Either asking about the old one, the original Me and OT drop, or when is the new one coming out?
Right.
Either way, they asking about that shit, though.
Are you guys, like you said, like, I mean, dude, when you're on a record, like, when you first heard Johnny Dang, because you got, for people who don't know how radio works, unfortunately for Paul Wall, his verse is always getting cut off if it's getting played in the mix.
Damn.
Because the third verse never gets played.
That sucks.
So your verse is always getting played on the radio. If it's in the mix, because anytime someone's playing songs in the mix, like on the turntables, it's always two verses and mix out. But did you, like, when you first cut that record, like when y'all heard it, like, did you have, I mean, it's a hard record, but did you have any idea it would have like the commercial success?
Nah, hell nah. It was just another song. Like I said, when me and OT first linked up, all we did, I would go to his apartment, we'd go to his balcony, and we'd play beats and smoke and just write. And it was just another song, you know, that we had fucking, like,
in the cut.
We got more songs unreleased than we got released, and it was just another one of the songs on there. And we had actually shot the video and everything, me and OT. And then when the label heard it, they fucked with it. They was like, hold on to this, we're gonna put it on an album, or we're gonna
do something. Was Paul Wall on it yet?
Nah, it was just me and OT. They were like, don't drop it yet, you know, we like the song, we wanna put some money behind it. So OT was like, bet. He didn't drop it. And then a little bit later, they're like, we're gonna put Key Glock on it. It was in the studio when they told him that. I was like, hell yeah, it's going to be live. He's like, they want me to take you off, though. I was like, shit, I'm not tripping. Key Glock, you know what I mean? That hoe's going to go crazy. Yeah, but, like, you know what I'm saying?
No. Key Glock's a homie, but I'm saying, like.
Yeah, I didn't want to hold it back, though. I was like, shit, hell yeah. Like,
that shit happens all the time.
Because I was with OT before he got signed with the label, so I already knew.
So you could be like, yo, I get it. We got 30 songs together if they take
you off. Yeah, like, him being signed to the label, I already knew, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they going to have some control over shit, too. And I was like, I'm not tripping. I'm not trying to, you know. And he just got signed with them. Like, I don't want to fuck your relationship. Being like, nah, fuck that, this or that. I'm like, go ahead. And, OT, though, was like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to tell them they could add them, but they got to keep you on there. I'm like, I told them all right, but you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm not tripping, bro. Like, shit, do your thing. And then I never heard nothing back after that. And then a little bit later, once we got beat on managing OT, that's whenever they said Paul Wall was going to be on it. I was, like, more excited about that because, you know, I grew up listening to Paul Wall. I was like, hell yeah, that's live as fuck. But I still didn't think, like, oh, this whole thing gonna go crazy. The only thing I remember thinking, because the first video, before we shot it, OT knew somebody that knew Johnny Dang's brother. He like, we could get Johnny Dang's brother in the video. I was like, hell nah. If it's not Johnny Dang.
Yeah, we got to get.
Yeah, I was like, fuck that.
We got to get actual Johnny Dang in the video.
So whenever they said Paul Wall was,
you know, you
be
could
on
get
it,
him at
yeah,
that
that's
point.
That's the first thing I thought. Was like, oh, we could get Johnny Dang in this hoe now for real. Because the original video, we wanted to have him in there. We just didn't know him. So
you guys shot a whole video prior without Johnny. Johnny, did you guys have any sort of Asian in it at all?
Nah, hell no. That's why I told OT, I like, we can't just put his brother in there.
Like, yeah, that's Derek James.
That shit was funny as fuck, though. But, yeah, I was like, nah. So, yeah, man, I was excited about just having Johnny Dang in there for real and meeting Paul Wall. Because, like I said, I fuck with Paul Wall.
Paul Wall's, like, the best, dude.
Yeah, he's cool as fuck. And, yeah, so then that happened. And then when it dropped, you know what I'm saying, shit, the label just pushed the fuck out the hell. They had that hell everywhere.
Yeah, I remember when it got on Rap Caviar, I was like, oh, shit, this is about to go up.
Yeah. Yep, that shit too. They, you know, they did. That's why I said having labels cool too. I just, you know what I'm saying, right now, I just trying to keep doing my own thing.
Yeah. For you, all the songs you guys have unreleased, you guys got to do some sort of like a fucking dog pound type project or something, or it's just you and OT.
Yeah, everybody be asking about that, man. But a lot of the shit we got is kind of old. So I'd rather just drop it as singles. And if we do a project, I'd rather have like all new shit, you know what I'm saying?
So where's the old shit go?
That's what I'm saying. All the old shit, like, just drop, just like.
Oh, yeah, I got a
song. Yeah, like, I'm dropping a song with OT hopefully this month. As soon as the video's done, I'm dropping it. That's another thing with the label. Like, I had been in talks with some record companies, and, you know, like, I had a song coming up, and they're like, oh, well, you can't drop it yet. We want to do this, do that. And that already kind of made me not sign a deal. Like, you know what? I'm going
to
just keep doing my own
thing.
So
you've had a lot of people reaching out trying to sign you?
Not a lot, but a few, yeah. Yeah.
And did you get close at all?
Yeah, hey, like I said, like, I was in talks with one of them, and I, you know, they were asking me, what was Nate, this and that, I'm going to do this song. He's like, well, wait till, you know, we do the record deal, and then we want to put some money behind it, and this and that. And I was like, man, I got to drop something this month. They was trying to drop it not till next month. So that was like, while they were trying to get me to sign. So I was just like, man, I don't like this.
How'd you get involved? Like, because, you know, you obviously rap a lot about moving packs. It's part of your brand is weed. Yeah. Shout out to the Drody pack. Is that a thing that people can buy in Texas?
Nah, so Drody, bro, it was really me and my cousin in 2015 had started like a smoker brand. Like, we were doing rolling trays and jars and shit. It was called Jetpack. And then we found out somebody had the name Jetpack, so we changed it to Doty.
I was about to say, you were Doty, the Jetpack guys?
Nah, so that's the thing. We heard of another brand called Jetpack. We're like, oh, we got to change it. But so the next name was Doty, because when I was young, we called the Dro Doty, but then nobody called it that for the longest. So we changed it to Doty. We're like, yeah, we're going to bring that shit back. And then on my way to work one time, that Drake and Future album came out in 2015. It was like, I fell in love with the Doty. And I was like, damn, they're going to think we copy Drake now. So I was like, well, we got to change it again. And then I just came up with Drody, because my name is, you know, starts with an R. So I just threw the R in there. It's Dro. It just made sense. It sounded tight. I was like, fuck, I'm going to try it. I made a little logo, and then it just stuck. Everybody, you know, it was catchy.
Well, they always say, like, if you're in Texas, are they passing off like light depths as indoor out there?
Man, Texas, bro, it's fucked up. A lot of people just smoke whatever, you know what I'm saying?
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, people, like, I feel like,
like, if, back then, I would always like, once say you leave exotic. Like
California, yeah, you can pass a lot of shit off as like za or exotic.
Yeah. I mean, even in California, bro, I've been to some dispensaries that says top shelf shit, booth.
No, like, no, the dispensaries are bullshit.
Yeah, like, all I feel like everywhere, it's a lot of people that ain't really educated on weed, and especially when, like, the cool-ass bags came out. People were getting cool-ass bags.
And just putting bullshit in
there. Yeah, and people that were buying them were thinking, yeah, it's this. Or, like, I remember having, like, you know, some fucking shit from the Bay when gelato was first new. And, like, yeah, it's gelato. You know, it's 400 zip. They're like, damn, my boy has gelato for 200.
It's not
like,
gelato.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, they got,
like,
they got a bag.
They're just not educated, though. You know what I'm saying? For a
what's
while,
the thing is, like, you could buy in... I remember we were in Michigan, and we went to the liquor store, and they had a bunch of bootleg fucking bags for weed.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell, so you
yeah,
could buy, like, fake shop cookies bags.
And that's the shit I don't get, because the motherfuckers that are buying these bags from the people that sell them weed, they go to the corner store to get papers, and they see the same bag they just bought weed in, but they assume, oh, those are fake, and mine is real. I'm like,
I, it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. The
weed I still like my weed. I be having, like, when I be, you know what I'm saying, getting my weed, like, I don't get this crazy bags and shit. Like, my shit's just still be in sandwich bags.
Yeah, it's funny too, because, like, people fucking, they don't even care about how shit smokes anymore.
Yeah, they just look at the bag and like, I want this one.
It's like,
or they'll see some shit in the sandwich bag and be like, oh, nah.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even look at it. They just think like, oh, it ain't one of the exotics.
Yeah, and then the new shit is like those, like, fucking white nuggets.
Bro, that's the next big scam, you know?
That shit's always something, bro. That shit, weed.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd always tell people, if you have good weed,
why are you smoking that?
Yeah, if you have good weed, why are you going to do all that?
Why are you going to cover it?
Yeah.
It's like, how high do you need to get?
Yeah, it's like I said, a lot of people are just not educated. So a lot of people see that and be like, oh, shit, it's going to get you high as fuck. And I'm sure it does get you high as fuck, but ain't nothing
better. What are you smoking, though? Like, what are you putting in your
lungs? Yeah, ain't nothing better than just good weed, just weed by itself. Fuck all that extra shit.
What's your favorite
strain? I fuck with
strain.
Hash and shit, too.
Oh, hash. Well, you guys are very much with the Puffco guys.
Hey, shout out Puffco, bro.
These guys take care of you.
Puffco been blessing the whole team, man. Shout out,
like,
all
a
doing
dabber,
that. Shout
right?
out Slapwoods, too.
We can't shout out Slapwoods on the Bootleg Head podcast. We have to shout out the King Palms. Jesus,
oh, yeah,
you're fucking up my bag.
Yeah,
over
my
here,
bad,
man.
Dog.
What are we doing here? Shout out to King Palm.
Cut.
Tobacco free. That's like a dabber, right?
Yeah, so this is a e-rig, they call it. It's, you know what a rig is, right?
Yeah, yeah,
torch
yeah.
and shit. So this is just
electronic e-rig. I only hit this with you guys.
Yeah.
And it's very
it's just convenient, bro. Fuck, you know what I mean? With the torch and all
yeah,
that
the
shit.
Yeah, the torch,
and
the nail.
Waiting for it to cool off.
Exactly.
And burning too
so
hot.
So all this is like,
it's
that
cool
process is handled in that little thing.
Yeah, and I travel a lot, so it's just way better.
Yeah, because this guy dabs, and like he's got, it's like a science project.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
puts a timer.
No, and that's a whole thing too. Dabbing like that is cool. You know, there's a lot of people say that, you know, this shit sucks and the other way is better. And it's cool. I feel what they're saying. But like for me, traveling around doing all this shit, this is the best way for me. And not only that,
nobody wants to pull out a fucking torch and a nail everywhere.
All that extra
dude.
Shit. But not only that, for people that just started off, man, because for me, I first tried dabs in like 2015, maybe 14, but I remember it was like, you know, they were heating the shit up and I took it was too hot, burned the shit on my yep. throat. I said, fuck dabs. I ain't get back on it till years later. This is like a good way to get into it because you can do low temp and it won't fucking kill your throat.
The first time I ever dabbed was with Action
and it tastes
Bronson.
Good, yeah.
And he took advantage of me. This was early on. This was
it's because people didn't know. That's the thing. Nobody really knew. We were all dabbing hot ass dabs. Bro, that shit, was terrible, bro.
Dude, but and I was at
that was just the learning process, you know what I'm saying? And like it's a little bit later, like, oh, cooled it off for a minute, and then later they came out with little temperature readers and shit, mm-hmm. and then now you're doing this, it goes.
Yeah, there's always a new thing in weed. It's like, what's the new trend? And now it's like those fucking
snowballs.
Which are so trash.
Bro, they don't even smell normal. I see people
like opening them up and they're like wet.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, it's just Moon Rocks remarketed, bro. Mm. Yeah, fuck that shit.
That's a bad look. Are you, I mean,
it's sprayed weed. There's a lot of sprayed weed going out. People love it because it smells like fucking cereal or it smells so good and it tastes good. But it's like, bro, that's not natural.
So you're saying, I didn't know that. So people are spraying scent on the packs.
Hell yeah. And people love it. It's you'll open a pack and be like, damn, this shit smells just like candy. Or this shit smells just like Fruit Loops.
It's because it's a fucking wow.
And this spray, but like I said, a lot of people ain't educated about weed, so they're like, oh, my weed tastes better than your shit. This shit's better. I'm like, bro, you're smoking vape juice on your weed.
Vape juice.
But they'll be like, oh, it's terpenes, this and that. I'm like, man, fuck all that. When someone starts trying to explain to me why this shit is not bullshit, it just made me feel like it's bullshit.
What's your favorite strain?
Man, right now, I feel like everything's fucking candy, but I've been on the hunt for some good-ass classic gelato with that, like, funky throw-up-ass smell, like some 2016 gelato. That's what I want right now. I ain't had that shit in a minute. Everything's just been candy. And then I got this shit. It's some OG Kush. You know, it's hard to find good OGs nowadays, too.
Yeah, OG Kush is the...
And that shit, you know, I like OGs. Yep.
Yeah, it's funny, because, like...
What about you? What you be fucking with? You like that candy shit?
So typically, I'm an OG Kush guy.
Yeah,
I think that I like I'm not like I'm a weed connoisseur in the terms of like I move packs a lot in my life.
Yeah, I bet shit. You and fucking Kelly. I feel like everybody out here sell weed or has sold weed.
And I know that like the candies are what sells, like
because
fucking motherfuckers who sell weed, they want it has to have the nose.
Yeah, has to have the look frosty.
It's got to be frosty. I'm just like, yo, I'm just if I'm smoking, I'm just trying to get high. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck about. So I love OG Kush. But
yeah, that's what I tell people. OG is like
the liquor, Khalifa Kush. Like I love like Wiz's Khalifa Kush.
I want to try the real Khalifa Kush. I never had.
Burner cereal milk. The cookie cereal milk shit is cool. The Gary Payton shit is cool.
I had some fire from the cookie store like a year or two ago. It was called Quicksand. It was like that gelato I like.
You know who's got a dope strain is Dave East. He's got a dope ass. I think it's called East Co. It's like a Kush. It's good.
Damn, I think that's the dude that we saw in New York, bro. We was outside smoking last week when we was in New York by that studio where Tupac got shot.
Yeah,
and Fabio Foreign was having a album release.
Oh, Davies was probably there. Tall dude.
Yeah, he pulled up in a matte blue Escalade, bro. It's that hoe was nasty. I didn't know who he was or nothing. I just dope remember when that hoe pulled up. Everybody was just staring.
How crazy?
Like,
I mean, I don't know how often you guys have been going to New York, but isn't it crazy when you go to New York how open they are with weed now?
Yeah. I heard it used to be
insanely strict.
Yeah, like they'll.
Now you can go to the corner store and buy a fucking eighth.
Bro, we were walking around Times Square shooting a video, smoking weed, and cops are right there.
You can buy shrooms from the bodega.
Yep.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it is. New York's cool though, man. I fuck with New York.
Do you think they're ever going to legalize recreational in Texas?
I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. I kind of hope they don't. Cause I used to come to Cali, take Cali trips before it was recreational. It was way better. After 2018, when that shit changed, that shit kind of lame. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the weed gets worse.
Just like now, like you could get pulled over, and you know you can't smoke and drive no more.
But let me ask you this though: if you get pulled over and the car smells like weed, they're yanking you out in Texas, right?
Yeah, they're yanking you out, but they're not gonna give you a DUI, like in you know legal states.
They're gonna take you to jail though, right?
If you have weed in the gun, yeah.
Oh, weed and a gun?
Yeah, like every time I get pulled out, I go to jail because I always have both. I don't know. I've always had both. But if it's just weed, I would guess it depends on the officer. They want to be cool.
Yo, Texas. Oh, he's in Austin. Austin, the cops are actually
Austin
a lot
don't give
cooler.
A fuck.
I ain't going to lie to that.
I've
seen some videos of Austin police fucking fools up, but every time I'm in Austin, the cops are the coolest motherfuckers.
They be chilling.
They don't give a fuck.
So that's the thing. Houston is decriminalized, but where I stay, like it sounds like it's the same shit, bro. It's a whole
it's
different world.
Oh, it's decriminalized in Houston?
In Houston, yeah, but where I stay, no. It's like it's only an hour away, but it's a whole different world, bro. Like we're small towns.
Is it
towns,
like rednecked
like,
up?
Like they hang you for some weed.
Like
take you to jail and like make it seem like you're a dangerous
dude.
Did
you grow up doing redneck stuff like OT?
Nah, hell nah. So my in the valley, I would like do some country shit because my grandpa had a farm out there. But I ain't gonna lie, I hated that.
Have you met his cousin Jordan?
Yeah, that motherfucker's
he's
country.
He's a gnarly ass fool, bro. That fool's the most
shout out Jordan, bro. He country sick, bro. As fuck.
I'm like, this fool needs his own fucking podcast.
He looks like fucking
dog.
Rambo or something.
He's like Rambo for sure. Yeah. This fool had like 19 guns in his truck. And he's bumping Mike Jones.
Damn, that's funny as fuck, dog.
Yeah.
Texas is different, man. Where we at, it's just special, bro. Like I always, you know, try to leave and go to places, but I'll be missing it when I'm gone.
I fuck with Texas. The only thing that fucks with me is it's just so flat. Like, there's no, like, yeah. landscape to enjoy. Like, here, you might leave and there's just a mountain.
Bro, or, I remember, like...
Texas is just flat.
I remember getting, like, new cars and, like, trying to get, like... I always try to get, like, the top trim. I remember getting the Platinum Escalade. It had, like, all kind of features and shit.
Did you have
like,
a Chrysler 300?
Fuck? Yeah, I did. Yeah. I was swinging.
Did you have a Charger?
Nah, I never had a Charger.
Did you have a Dodge Magnum?
Nope.
Oh, I gotta ask, you know?
Nope, I had a 300 on Swangers, though.
Shout out to the 300. Those are all, like, the entry-level weed dealer cars, you know, back in the day. Get the
oh,
Dodge
no, my
Magnum.
First car, when I was first bought a car, it was a Buick. I feel like every weed man had a Buick or
bro,
a
Cadillac.
Bro,
the Chrysler 300 came and fucked the game up because it looked like a Bentley.
And it was cheap.
And it was cheap
It was affordable.
Fuck.
Like, I could get that.
Like, damn, what's this Bentley looking
thing? They
got
thing? This hoe in the used
and
car
And then people like. Would actually put the Bentley grill on the Chrysler.
Oh, I remember that. The Rolls Jeez. Royce grills on them hoes.
Do you remember when it was on, what was that race car game?
Midnight Club.
Midnight
bro,
Club,
that was my
Dub
shit.
Edition.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they had
that.
The Chrysler on the front.
Then they had the Slim Thug, like a boss on there. They had
that
Paul Wall
fire.
Sitting sideways on there, bro. That shit was live as fuck.
They don't make games like that anymore.
Hell no. Nah,
they need to make
that
shit. They need to make better race car games, and they need another snowboard game like SSX back in the day.
I never played that one.
It's probably past your before your time. Yeah, I'm old. I'm old for real. I'm 36.
I'm oh, old shit, too.
Well, you got a 10-year-old. What are you, like 27?
28.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had my son though early. Like I had got 18? My girl pregnant when I was 17.
Me too. And that so I got my girl pregnant when I was 17. I had my kid when I was 18.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yep. So
had to get out and start working straight out of high school.
So yeah, so you and I had a kid at the same exact time.
Yeah,
so
I
have
always,
an 18-year-old right now. So when you're my age, you'll have an 18-year-old.
Yeah, it's gonna be tight. I'll be young still.
Yeah, I got a grown-ass man living in my house now.
Yeah, but you still young, though, so y'all could do shit together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I take him to shows and shit. I mean, you met him. He was at the OT show.
Yeah. Nah, that shit's tight, man.
Yeah. What? First of all, what's the craziest, because you guys just embarked on, I guess, the two parts of a tour, because it was kind of like, you guys kind of split the tour up.
Yeah, it was like not considered
And then you guys
tour,
went back to other cities
part.
Where and doubled up the venue size.
Yep.
Because even in L.A., you guys were at Echoplex, I think, or the Echo,
upgraded.
And then you came back into the Novo.
Yeah, I got upgraded.
What's the craziest tour story you got so far?
Tour story?
Like any wild groupies, or any just even dude groupies?
Fucking damn.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
The
nah,
lurkers?
It'd be some weird motherfuckers, bro, fucking just waiting and shit, or like some people would like find out where we were staying in the hotels and shit, and they'll just be outside waiting. Hey, no, I didn't want to say that. That's the first thing I thought of. I didn't want to say that.
Little
shit.
Paul Wall?
Nah.
What's a little Paul Wall? Explain.
Hell no, I can't be blessed.
Was
man.
It a midget?
Yeah.
Was it a midget that looked like Paul Wall?
Kind of. He don't really even look like Paul Wall to me.
But he was like a midget with a grill?
Him. Yeah. You know him?
No. But he's a midget with a grill?
Yeah.
He said he was Paul's son?
They call him Lil Paul Wall.
Where's he at?
I don't know. He follows a lot of cities, bro.
So he'd
weird.
Be following y'all around?
He did for a few days, right?
Does his feet touch the pedals in the car? Someone drive him around?
I ain't think about that. Can he drive?
Old school Paul
Wall
goatee right here.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It was weird, though, man, because I remember he was like, I don't know how the fuck. Somehow he got backstage, and, you know, they had to tell him to leave.
He
and
probably snuck in.
They tell him. He went right under the hook.
Yeah.
But I remember he... They kicked him out from the backstage, and then we chilling, you know, doing the meet and greet. Next thing we see, he in the meet and greet line. I'm like, bro, we just kicked you off backstage. Like, it's going to be awkward. You're going to walk up here like, hey,
don't let
it's
me
again.
Don't let me hang out with Lil Paul Wall. I'm
the dude
him.
Y'all just kicked me out.
I'm getting Lil Paul Wall fucking hammered.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. And then
I need a midget homie
so
just to get
funny.
Him fucked up.
No, it
and
got,
freak people
it got,
out.
It got funnier, though. So he was there. We did the show. On that show, it was the one where OT pulled up the dude that looked like him that went viral.
Oh, I remember
like,
that.
The
yeah.
OT lookalike. We were calling him Peter Griffin. So when we leave in the show, I don't know how the fuck him and Lil Paul were on the side of the road. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh,
the Jeremy Schools are about to shoot a fucking parody video. Fucking yeah.
Bro, that shit was funny than a bitch, dog. But
where's been the, you guys?
It was another car. What was we at? Who was with me in that car? We split up two different cars, but somebody was chasing us. Bro, we was in a full chase. It was definitely, nah, it was like, it was definitely on some gangster shit, because after we left, all the fans were like gathered around us trying to take pictures and shit. And once we left, this car was already at the corner waiting on us. So we took off, and it was for sure a Stolo. It was in Cali. It was for sure a Stolo, though, because the light was out. Y'all could just tell, like, oh, something, they just hit, you know, that's a car they hit licks in, and they was following us. Like, at first we wasn't sure, and then we started doing shit, and then we started speeding up, breaking laws. They going with us.
Like, when you're in
hitting that hoe,
like California, like Mexican politics are very complicated, and it feels like Texas, y'all are a lot more chill.
Yeah, we don't be giving a fuck. Like,
but out here, it's like very like there's like the Southsiders and the Northsiders.
Yeah, I heard, man,
and it's very like. You know, it's a thing. It's a part of the culture. It is what it is. It's unfortunate. It's prison shit that bleeds out to the streets.
Yeah, I've heard, man. I had a homeboy that I went to school with, man, that I was super close with, that was out from out here, man. From all his people were from Riverside. So shout out my boy Israel, man. And he would always explain to us, like, you know, when he first moved there, like, he just acted way different. It was, like, kind of weird and shit because the way, like, you know, just the way it was in Cali. And, like, we had to keep saying, like, nah, it's not like that over here, bro. Like, we all fuck with each other. You know what I'm saying? It took him a while, but, like, after a while, you know, kind of got used to it. But when he first moved over there, he was like, man, y'all are weird over here. Like, what the fuck? like y'all ain't real Mexicans.
Like, you guys are all hanging out together and shit. Not being kind of racist.
Yeah. Nah, and it was hard for me because, bro, I've been selling weed. I was selling weed in high school, and I fucked with everybody, bro. The Mexicans, the blacks, the whites, right. The poor, the rich, the dudes, the hoes. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. And my Mexican homeboys were always like, man, I don't know why you fuck with them. And then my black homeboys would be like, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't trying to do nothing, this or that. I'm like, bro, I don't be mixing, you know what I'm saying, my money with... I was never in the gang, so I don't mix my money with no, you know what I'm saying, right. Beef shit. Like, bro, I'm trying to make some bread. Fuck all that beef and shit.
Yeah,
so, it's, I don't know. In Cali, if I lived in Cali, you know, they probably would have been tripping on that in high school.
It's just definitely different. Like, you just notice, like, even the way y'all talk, like, it's just different. Like, it's a different culture. It's like that with everybody, too.
I like it, though. That's why I like, when I'm out here, it's, like, different. I fuck with it. All my homeboys I got out here. And then when I'm in New York, it's totally different than both of them. And I fuck with my homeboys I got out there.
Not many Mexicans in New York, though.
Nah, it's like Dominicans, Puerto Ricans. Yeah, different Hispanics. But
yeah, I lived on the East Coast. I was in Florida for a little bit, and, you know, I'm from AZ, so, I mean, both my kids are Mexican, and my son's mom is Mexican, my wife is Mexican, different people.
Yeah, Florida's like that, too.
But Florida had the worst fucking Mexican food I ever had.
So that's what I was going to say about Florida, it's like New York, there's a lot of Hispanic, joke. But not a lot of Mexicans.
Great Cuban food.
Yeah,
terrible Cubans and fucking shit, Mexican food. Mexican, like, you ask somebody from Florida, where's a Mexican restaurant? And they'll literally be like, yeah, there's a Taco Bell like a mile that way. And they'll be like, with that being said, Texas Mexican food, very overrated.
Huh? Yep. Hold on, let me see. Let me think.
It's Cali.
Overrated. You're saying it's not that good?
Correct. I was in Houston.
You tripping, bro.
Okay, first of all, let me say something. When I went out there and fucking hunted boars with fucking OT.
I forgot you did that shit. Bro, what the fuck? That's random. You was where I'm from in B County. That's crazy. What the
fuck? Is that where he's... Well, I don't want to say where he stays, but yeah. I was all over that fucking place.
Yeah.
We were trying to get Mexican food in the middle of the night, and not even that late, like 11:30.
What day was it? What day of the week was it?
It was like I don't even know. It doesn't matter. So I call the homegirl from the radio station out there. Shout out to Ashley. And I say, hey, look, I'm looking for some fucking good Mexican food. And she's like, where is the name of this place? And it's like a chain. And I look, and that shit's got like 2.5 stars on Yelp.
What? Nah, you talking about Houston?
In Houston. By George Bush Airport.
Oh, you were on the north side. That ain't that much. Southeast got all the Mexican food.
Horrible.
Southeast Houston, man, they got all the Mexican food.
You
but
cannot walk north side does have some taco shit, truck though, in too, LA. Though.
North side does have.
I could throw a brick right now and I hit a taco truck out here.
They ain't that good.
And they got the pastor and they're shaving that shit up. Come on, bro. Listen, if you decide to come on this journey with me to certain areas of the world in the next few days, I will introduce you to the best Mexican food you've ever had in your life. It's all
man,
about.
I don't know, dog. I'll check it out for sure because I like to eat. I be eating like a motherfucker, but it's different, bro. Texas Mexican food go crazy. Y'all ain't even got fajitas over here. I remember I was...
What do you mean we don't have fajitas?
I was in fucking North Cali. This was 2017.
You can't tell me that you're
look, let me tell you,
your barometer of what's good Mexican food is if a place has fajitas or not. This isn't fucking Chili's. No, look,
check it out. I was in North Cali, bro.
Chili's got fucking fajitas. What are we talking about?
I remember I was on my way, or I had left some shit called, I don't know if you heard of Petaluma in the North Cali.
No.
Bro, we went to this restaurant and
I'm not talking about Northern
I ordered fajitas.
I can't claim
they brought me onions and peppers, and I'm like digging, like, where's the meat at? They was like, you order fajitas. I'm like, where's the fajitas? Like, that's
Northern
fajitas.
California's
I was like, what?
They got great
the mission. They brought me vegetables, bro.
No, we're
called
talking about
fajitas.
Southern Cali.
All right. Cali,
LA,
I don't know.
San Diego.
Southern Cali.
Phoenix, Tucson.
I don't know. Everywhere I go down here, they got carne asada or like
pastor.
Bistec. Yeah, pastor. They don't really see fajita though.
Bro, because you got to go to the sit down place with a waiter to get fajitas.
Okay,
and I'd like to point out that a fajita is very, it's like what my dad orders, and he's an old white guy.
Nah, bro.
Hey,
see, that's what I'm
saying. They got fajitas?
Y'all got the wrong, y'all eat the wrong kind, that's why.
No, what do you mean it's fajitas? It comes out in a skillet, it's sizzling. Very vain thing to order at a restaurant. You want everyone to look at you when you order fajitas. It's a loud thing to bring out.
I don't know why they do that shit loud. I thought it was the meat, but I figured out that it's just they put water under it. I don't know why they do that.
And it's on a fucking
yeah,
fucking
that's
skillet.
Some extra shit. Nah, in Texas, man, I don't know. It's different, bro. Like
I want my fajitas.
Like I've ordered fajitas.
I want fajitas.
I don't know. I don't
you
give
want
a fuck. I don't give a damn. Long them hoes smacking. That's what I'm saying. Like, look, like I've been. So this is another thing about fajitas. It gets complicated because I've been other places not from where I'm from. They use different meats and call it fajita. Like some places call it fajita by the way it's seasoned and shit. Like for me, fajita is the skirt
steak. I feel like
steak.
If I'm in Texas,
it's a piece
I'm
of meat.
Eat
it's a part
beef.
Of the cow. You know,
give
what I'm
give me a fucking steak.
Oh yeah, our steaks are crazy too.
Yeah. Give me some fucking some.
Do y'all got saltgrass out here?
I don't even know. Don't think so. I think you guys got the fucking beef shit on lock,
bro. Saltgrass go crazy.
If I want a steak, I would like to go to Texas for it.
Yep, Steak 48 in Houston.
Steak
48,
yeah, Steak 48 is good. Yep. Yeah, shout out to Houston. Yeah. Houston's, I love Houston. It's just flat.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was talking about earlier, bro. I remember I would get cars with all these extra features, and I always was like, "This shit's useless." Then I started traveling, and I was like, "Oh, that's what it means." Like. Cruise control adapted when you're going down hills and shit. Like,
oh yeah, so you didn't
like I never,
why there was cruise
I
control.
I like, what the fuck does this mean? I thought it was like just some extra shit. Or like, you know, downhill adaptive.
You're like, we don't have hills
like,
here.
I didn't think that. I just thought like, bro, it sounded like some bullshit. Like, bro, it works like my other cruise control, my last car. You know what I'm saying? And then I started traveling, and then when I get the rentals, like now I try to get the ones that have all that shit because I'm like, that shit helps.
Yo, I tell
that
you a story.
Useful.
So
parking
when
on hills and shit too.
So
I ain't never used a parking brake in Texas.
He would know because I had to drive his pickup truck in Texas. So I'm an idiot. So we get to the airport and I've been thinking about buying a Tesla. I've been thinking about it.
Damn.
So they're like, hey, what kind of car do you want to rent? And I was like, well, what are my options? And they were like, I think we could have got like a, I don't know, like a Chevy Malibu or a Mercedes electric car.
Oh yeah, the ones are clean.
And it's the same price. So me, I'm like, oh, give me the Mercedes electric car. I want to try an electric car for the week. If there's a place you don't ever want to have an electric car, it's Texas.
No, for sure.
Bro, we got stranded.
It's just far as fuck.
No, so I had to drive his truck, but we got stranded when we left. We parked it at a Whole Foods parking lot. We got out of there about 9:30 in the morning. We slept in the fucking car.
Damn.
Fuck it. I'll never fuck an EV. Oh, I might get the Cybertruck. I ain't gonna lie. Cybertruck.
Oh, that would look crazy. I want one too.
That shit does look tight. But like you, if I live in LA, so I feel like we're pussy enough where you can have an EV here and they make it easy for you. Texas,
yeah, they got
this
shit everywhere out here. Yep.
Texas is like 9.2 miles away for a charging station. I'm like, what are we doing? We got 14% left.
Yeah,
it was a bad look. So
Texas,
what do you?
Texas ain't on that wave yet.
Are you working on that album or are you just dropping singles?
Man, so I was working on the album, but then I was like, nah, I changed my mind because I was like, bro, I don't listen to albums. I don't remember the last time I just sat and listened to a whole album.
Put a fucking album out.
So, and then another thing about that, I want to like wait till I got my own, like, you know what I'm saying, big song before I do an album. I need to have something buzzing, you know what I'm saying?
You got some fucking records.
Yeah, but I need like all my shit, I just drop it and then I'll post it when
you
I drop it.
You drop it on like DistroKid or like
yeah, DistroKid and then on YouTube. But when I drop it, I'll like post it when I drop it and then that's it. Like never speak of it again.
That's not so smart.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So I want to like drop a song and like market that hoe and get that hoe out there.
Listen, before, man, I start dropping a project. If you are going to put out music, you have to be willing to promote it nonstop for at least
a month. I know. That's why I'm like, I can't drop an album if I'm not even promoting my singles. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's why I need to start. I'm going to start dropping singles and marketing them. You know,
bro, and all it is like setting up your phone. Yeah. Like, it's no excuse. You can't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Don't be the guy that drops and then we never hear about it ever again.
Yeah, I just drop it and then I just
like you see this asshole thing behind a screen here. He just put a whole EP out and put no promotional material behind it.
That's what I'm saying.
He's full of himself to think that people are just gonna, you know, Google him and his 300 monthly listeners, and they're just gonna be like, "Oh my god, I discovered this new EP."
Yeah,
nah, I don't have to promote it.
That's the thing that I'll be like saying, like,
but you have like 2 million monthly listeners.
Yeah, but that's another thing though with the music. Like, I got rappers I fuck with that I won't even know they dropped something. They're famous as fuck. I won't even know till like weeks or months later. I'm like, damn, like that's how hard it is to get people to know you dropped something.
So, who are your favorite rappers all time? Like, give me your like top five.
Top five.
Don't gotta be the best, just your favorite.
For sure, 50 Cent, Slim Thug, still the first original two. I like Future a lot. His shit's hard to me. Man, I fuck with, I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with a lot of people's shit. I'm trying to think the most.
Who was saying Zero is as good as Tupac last night on the stream?
OT.
Oh, yeah, he's a wild boy for that.
Damn, that's three. Young Dolph. I fucked with Young Dolph a lot. I liked his music a lot. Number five. Who would number five be? Who else I'd be jamming? Did I say Future already?
You said Future.
What else I'd be jamming?
One more. And it's like, I don't know, bro. MC
Nate
Magic
always be riding with me. I'd be jamming everything, bro. But
you be listening to country too?
Some of it is hard. Some of it though, it like could either be good.
Nah, that
or
fool
just
OT
bad.
Put me on that Tyler Childress fool. That fool's hard as fuck.
I gotta check it out.
He's
I'm not sure
rapping about doing cocaine and not overdosing and shit. I said, what
that's
the fuck?
Crazy shit. I'm still thinking, Future. Oh, Lil Wayne for sure.
Lil Wayne, there you go. That's five.
Yeah, Lil Wayne's hard as fuck.
Yo. So more singles are on the way for you.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
Promote them, please.
Yeah, I am, bro. I'm going to start taking this shit more serious, you know what I'm saying? Traveling, doing these shows really made me see, too. Like, damn, people really fuck with me out here.
What's been the coolest place you've been able to... Because you got... I mean, OT's done so many different, like, halftime shows, rodeos. Did he do the rodeo?
Not yet.
No. I'm sure that's soon, though.
Yeah.
Because that Houston rodeo's like the fucking Super Bowl, right?
It's perfect for OT. He's fucking cowboy.
100%. But like, what's been the coolest place you've been able to perform so far?
Coolest place. We did a lowrider show. That shit was live. Fucking shitload of badass cars everywhere. We done a couple weed events. It was cool for me too, you know, just because, you know, coming from there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit I used to do and like doing shows at them now. It's like, damn, that's tight. We did a show for Zoomies. That's hard too.
Do you get a gift card?
Event? Nah, hell nah.
Well, he's got a clothing line at Zoomies now.
Yeah.
So do you get that stuff for free?
Not from Zoomies. I've gotten some for free from like OT and
I sure hope
Fee,
so.
Yeah, and Greg, like the people that that are involved with it on OT side.
Are you going to be on the new album, The Texas Technician?
Yeah. I'm on one of the songs on there.
I've heard the album. It's really good.
Yep.
Really good album, man.
Yep.
Well, listen, new singles on the way.
Yep.
Catch this guy somewhere. Anywhere on the road, city near you, eating fajitas.
Yeah, man. You should go buy some merch too on JordyWorld.com.
Speaking of merch, still don't have a shirt.
Damn, I should have brought some.
Nah, that's what you say every time.
See, bro, I need a team, bro. I need to look at getting a deal, bro.
Well, listen, man, I'd love a shirt.
I can't fucking.
I wear it on the podcast.
This shit. I got too much shit going on. I need some help.
Go buy some merch.
Yeah, for
real. I'm gonna buy some merch. I'm gonna have
it's
to buy
it's on the website.
What's the realistic turnaround time? You don't even have a team. Do you got a shipping team that can at least send it out in a nice amount of time? Or am I gonna wait six months for the team?
My girl ships them out. She
it's
does
your
that
girl.
Shit. Yeah, like the next day or two.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna just buy a shirt.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
good,
when
I'll
I
buy the
do
shirt.
It, I'll be
I'll
fucking
buy it,
up.
I'll buy it.
But
good.
I got you though. For sure.
No. I'm gonna buy it.
All right, if you buy one, I'll tell me what name is on there. I'll send you two or three of them.
Okay. And your shirts are better quality than the OT shirts that I bought. The first OT merch shirts I bought offline,
Oh, post? Yeah, nah, hell no. Nah. That's why I like to do. That's another thing about doing my own shit. You know what I'm talking about, bro?
Bro, I remember I hit OT. Yeah. I said, bro, I don't know what this bullshit is. Y'all just sent me in the mail. I bought the sleeveless shirt and I bought the other T-shirt. It was all discolored. And
nah, bro, that's why I like having control of my shit, because I know what blanks I like. I know what style I like of like art and shit.
I know the new merch has been upgraded, by the way. The new merch has been upgraded, right? Yeah. Yes, it has been upgraded. Yeah. Did you guys hear that from fans? Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to OT, man. Shout out to Jody. Appreciate you. We're about to have him do a freestyle, too. So that's a different YouTube video. Go check that out. So, where can people follow you online?
Underscore DRODI.
Can you get just at Drody?
I've been trying, bro. It's fucking
that girl. Underscore is throwing people off.
Yes, I know. I hate it. This girl that has the just Drody by herself, she don't want to sell it to me. She says she wait until I get more famous. What does she do? Nothing. She's
a loser.
She's not a loser, but like she don't do nothing. She just like posts, just somewhere. Herself, like just regular. How much life did you offer? Type shit. I think the last time was like 1,000.
She said no.
But it started off like before I was even doing the music. I was just trying to buy it, and it was like $50, $100, $200,
$500.
She's holding out. Yeah, and then once I started doing music, she heard me on the radio in the Bay.
She's like, don't worry.
She lives in the Bay. And she was like, I'm gonna wait till you get more famous.
I'm gonna hit you for 10.
She really told me that. I'm like, damn, that's fucked up.
Yo, just let me give you a little. Do you own your trademark for your name?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's different though. Like,
so there's two things. If you get a class 33 trademark, it's for advertising and promotional rights over that name, Drody.
Uh-huh.
You can have your trademark lawyer send a cease and desist letter to Instagram and they'll take that account name from her.
Oh, that's fire. Hold on, I need to write that down. Before this interview gets out. So
it's a class 33 trademark. So you need to own your trademark in the entertainment field. And then on top of that, I'll connect you with a lawyer. It'll cost you $1,200 in for all the trademarks you need. But then what happens is your trademark lawyer then, they will send a cease and desist letter to Instagram, to Facebook. And Facebook will take that account name.
Like, man, it's fucking up my business, man. People can't find me.
Yeah. So. Yep.
But, I mean, just try typing in Drody. It should pop up. Just
go follow
through it. See if you find me on there.
Go follow Drody, all right, man? Bunch of new music out. Hopefully this MC Magic song comes out sooner than later.
Yeah, I got a song coming out this month, too, featuring OT. That's crazy, too. It's one of my favorites that I've done recently, so I'm excited for everybody to hear that.
There it is, man. Shout out to the Astros.
And I'm going
to
market that.
You got an Astro shirt on. It's Cheaters. Yep.
This is my boys, Slump Boys, man. Shout out Slump Boys.
You're a baseball fan?
Hell no.
Yeah.
I don't watch no sports.
None?
I never have, never really gave before.
You ever watch snowboarding or X Games or anything?
Mm-mm.
No? What do you watch?
I don't watch TV. I used to watch wrestling? Like movies sometimes, like BET movies, like Paid in Full is my favorite movie.
Paid in Full's a classic. Shout out to Cameron. Yeah,
Prison Song.
Prison Song. Wow, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, yo, Drody. You know
what Prison Song is?
Of course.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's a wild movie to mention. I appreciate you for checking in, brother.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you having Drody! Me, Drody! Yeah.
Fire.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.